I'm sorry I've gone over. Ruth Post is on the call. Just so thankful to see Ruth. Ruth, how's the city doing? I just want to give her just a couple minutes, and I'm sorry to put you on the spot. Ruth is the city office recorder, and so she is like at the hub of, like, you know, if you want to find out about the gossip on the west end of town, oh, man, Ruth's that lady. But how can we pray for our city and community, Ruth?
Well, I would start probably with Monday the 4th is the swearing-in ceremony for our new mayor and city council. I really encourage everybody to pray for our city council and for our new mayor to lead the community in a positive way throughout this COVID situation and the difficulty it has brought on many of our local businesses. So that swearing-in ceremony is going to be held outdoors at 7 o'clock on Monday night. I'll be the one in a parka giving the oaths of office. But it will be broadcast on the city's Facebook page. The city has a public Facebook page, so we broadcast all of our meetings. If you, you know, want to know what a little bit of, you know, what's going on in town, the beauty of it is you don't have to watch a meeting as it's happening. You can go there at any time and catch up on a city council meeting or anything like that. Other things that are going on in the city, we've got some inclusivity presentations, an exhibit at the museum that the city has been a part of that when the museum reopens, begins January 8th. It's by Oregon Black Pioneers. And towards the end of the month, we've got a Philomath Chats scheduled that will focus on affordable housing and homelessness in our area. So those are good things to tune into that are real issues in our community. Otherwise, we just try to go to work and do the good work every day. And I think that we've got some good leadership in our community. So it would be great if you would pray for them.
Yeah. Ruth, thank you for what you do. Really. Thank you for, you know, being at the hub, and, you know, there's just got to be a lot of stress in the midst of, you know, tent living. People are upset, they're discouraged. And sometimes that first person to kind of get that discouragement might be the city office recorder at maybe. And for Chris, extend our thanks to Chris for what he does. And and we'll keep in prayer the city, the new councilors, as well as the new mayor. That is a big change. Awesome.
Thank you.